Ludwig van Beethoven was born on or about December 16, 1770. His music plays clear and obvious tribute to a great many natural elements, including birds. Beethoven spent a great deal of time walking in the woods and is said to have written, "I love a tree more than a man." Music has long been believed to have been inspired by birds. Man is the only musical primate. Apparently, our own ability to produce music is a gift that was inspired rather than inherited biologically, like our ability to fly. Whether birds produce complex melodies like our winter wren, a common species in Beethoven's forests, or simple staccato drum rolls, they stir something musical deep inside us. I've always found it fascinating that humans aspire to be angels, the most bird-like of all humans, virtually always thought to sing beautifully and to bear feathered wings, and to live in the heavens close to God, those heavens that are depicted as beautiful blue skies often filled with birds. Spending time in nature stirs something deeply spiritual in many of us. Emily Dickinson kept the Sabbath, staying at home with a bobolink for a chorister and an orchard for her dome. Terry Tempest Williams wrote, "I pray to the birds. I pray to the birds because I believe they will carry the messages of my heart upward. I pray to them because I believe in their existence. The way their songs begin and end each day, the invocations and benedictions of earth. I pray to the birds because they remind me of what I love rather than what I fear. And at the end of my prayers, they teach me how to listen." Beethoven was a careful listener, hearing not just the physical sound waves of nature, but something deeper and more spiritual. His Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral, clearly depicts babbling brooks, a fierce thunderstorm, and three species of birds, quails, cuckoos, and nightingales. There are some who argue that the rhythmic pattern that gives us the very basis of his Fifth Symphony was inspired by a drumming woodpecker. Even as his tragic growing deafness plunged him into the depths of moroseness, he found solace in nature. Beethoven wrote to a friend, "How glad I am to be able to roam in wood and thicket, among the trees and flowers and rocks. No one can love the country as I do. My bad hearing does not trouble me here. In the country, every tree seems to speak to me, saying, 'Holy, holy.' In the woods, there is enchantment which expresses all things." Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.